Pope Benedict XVI gave his annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See on Thursday yesterday, speaking about the issues facing the world at large as well as specific areas on the planet. The ambassador to the Holy See from the United Kingdom, Francis Campbell, says the Pope's speech was an important blueprint of the problems facing the international community. He spoke to Charles Collins after their meeting about the Pope's speech and how Great Britain is working with the Holy See to confront the challenges of the 21st century.
Well, it was certainly his usual comprehensive tour de force and covered many themes of fundamental importance to the United Kingdom and to our foreign policy, but also cut across a number of regions and a number of very contemporary issues and conflicts. And in that sense, it was a tremendous, absolutely tremendous speech on behalf of the Holy Father.
One thing that's affecting all the regions of the world is the ongoing financial crisis. This is affecting both the developing world and the developed world. In the United Kingdom, we've seen layoffs. We've seen some major companies going to receivership. What is the British government doing?
Well, in terms of the economy, that is, you are right to point out this is an international crisis. And indeed, the British Prime Minister has, I think, shown tremendous leadership internationally and also in Europe in tackling the economic crisis both at home and abroad in relation to assistance to banks and to the financial sector, in trying to unlock capital to small businesses and to individuals. And these are a set of circumstances that I think nobody could see coming. One of the focuses that we have here is on international development, and the Pope yesterday specifically referred to the conference just before Christmas in Doha, which is part of the Monterrey follow-up. And one of our concerns here is that the international financial crisis should not be used as an excuse for states in the developed world to fall back on their commitments to the developing world. That this is where the Pope's sense of this global solidarity and a need for a global solidarity comes to the fore.